Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guests are Ms. Danette Garza, CEO and owner of Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics, and Mr. Jim Dillman, COO of Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, first of all, congratulations, Danette, on being named the 2017 South Shore Clean Cities Empowering Woman of the Year at our annual meeting in February.
Well, thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate that. That warm reception. I was really honored to receive that award and quite surprised by it, but it meant a lot to me, so thank you again.
You're welcome. Very well deserving. Tell our listeners a little bit about Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers and Logistics. What do the companies actually do?
Well, first of all, Jack Gray Transport was established in 1951 by its founder, Jack Gray. Jack Gray Transport basically is a trucking company that hauls bulk commodities. So everything is handled by dump. It's all dumper hauling. Lakes and Rivers Logistics is basically our new port location that's located at Buffington Harbor in the city of Gary.
And so I know, Danette, you had a great story about how you came to acquire Jack Gray Transport and your relationship with Jack Gray. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. I met Mr. Gray in the 1990s. Through some mutual friends, and we ended up becoming friends. And in mid, probably about 2005, he asked that I represent him as an attorney. I'm an attorney and a CPA, and so I handled Mr. Gray's estate planning work and then started handling his business work as well. So he had retained me to handle the due diligence in preparation for the sale of his business, and that's how I got involved with the sale. Unfortunately, the financing for the prospective buyer had fallen through, and so that's how I ended up having the opportunity to buy it. So I recused myself as his attorney and was able to submit my bid on it. Once he became ill, I did take over as a consultant at that point to manage things until until his death in 2015.
I know there's a lot of exciting things that you're doing at Jack Gray. Can you tell our listeners a little bit of how you've modernized Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics?
Yes, definitely. We did three major things. First of all, one of the things I recognized was that the accounting system was somewhat antiquated. We handle about 72,000 loads a year. And so handling that type of volume in a fashion that is not modernized takes a lot of time. So the first thing we did was purchase the software for Axon. It's one of the state-of-the-art software programs for trucking. And we started that in 2016, so that was a huge task to change the processes over to that. Secondly, we've utilized Fleetmatics, which is one of the other primary software companies for electronic records that is used to track the trucking and some of the routing for our trucks. And finally, the prime thing that you mentioned is we recently purchased six new vehicles that provide a reduction of emissions to the extent of about 97%.
That's wonderful. And congratulations. And I know, Jim, you're new to the companies but have a long history in the stevedoring industry. What are some of the trends you're seeing in the industry, and what are some of the plans for Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics?
Well, thanks, Carl. Yeah, it's great being a part of Jack Gray again and coming back up here into the Northwest Indiana area. It's really coming home for me. And, you know, what we see in the industry, especially actually – throughout the United States, is that the United States is really becoming a raw materials provider much more than a finished products provider. Mm-hmm. And so that really fits into our strategic plan of Jack Gray to be able to handle more of these bulk materials and vertically integrate the company as much as we possibly can and truly become a full logistics provider for all of our customers.
So I know both of your companies are members of South Shore Clean Cities and recently acquired these new biofueled trucks through the NIDEM diesel grant. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that project?
Yeah, that was really working directly with South Shore Clean Cities and with the state. We recognized the need at Jack Gray to modernize the fleet, as Danette mentioned. And really working with that, and we understood it helps the environment a great deal. It helps the city, and being able to do this provides a lot of our workers and our customers a much more efficient method and purpose for our vehicles.
Mm-hmm. As you talk about the future, can you maybe just elaborate a little bit on some of the things that you're looking at doing with both companies on a more sustainable types of activities as you grow here in northern Indiana?
Right. What we see is that is that throughout here in Gary Port, we really want to fulfill the mayor's vision of developing Buffington Harbor as a true port here in Northwest Indiana, and being able to offer that alternative that to the customers that we have. And with Jack Gray, we're able to provide both the trucking services and the materials services both down at the port to be able to vertically integrate that as much as we can.
So how can people learn more about Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics?
To reach us at Jack Gray, probably the simplest way is to look at jackgray.com, our website. And then Lakes and Rivers Logistics, the phone number is area code 833-GARY-PORT. And so those are the two primary ways of contacting us.
Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program today of some of the things that you are looking forward to the future for Northern Indiana here?
Well, I think that, you know, by utilizing the Dieselwise grants here, I think that people need to understand that the risk reward is definitely there. And I think that, you know, we feel proud of being able to utilize the Dieselwise grant and being able to provide a better community, better air for the vision or for the citizens of the community. And that it's something that, you know, there's no risk there. I mean,
right.
The reward is definitely there. We're saving 20,000 gallons a year. We've reduced our NOx emissions by almost 97%. And it's just something that by being able to modernize our fleet, we are a more productive fleet. And it's just something that I think that all businesses in the area need to look at.
We're really excited about your success so far and the future success of both companies. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Danette Garza, CEO and owner of Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics, and Mr. Jim Tillman of Jack Gray Transport and Lakes and Rivers Logistics. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.